Hello, everybody, and a very warm welcome to this, the second of our midweek Lenten services. We're very conscious at this time about the effects of lockdown on people's health, their physical and mental and indeed spiritual health. And last week, in the first of our midweek Lenten services, we were trying to look at the theme of some tips for your mental health during lockdown. And if you haven't had the opportunity to take a look at that service, it's available on the St. Finian's YouTube channel. This week, the theme of our service is looking after our physical health during lockdown. And we will have some very helpful tips from our speaker, who I will introduce later in the service. As we come together to worship God in this season of Lent, one of the great themes of Lent is that desire to welcome and to really promote the values of God's kingdom here on earth. And that's the theme of our opening hymn this evening, Your Kingdom Come, O God. Our service this evening is the service of a late evening office. Blessed be our God for all time, now and forevermore. Amen. Glory to you, our God. Glory be to you, Holy Spirit, Comforter, Treasure of all goodness and Giver of life. Come and dwell in us. Cleanse us from all sin, and in your love, bring us to salvation. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Our psalm appointed for this evening is a psalm of protection and giving thanksgiving for God's mercy. And our psalm this evening, which we're going to say together, is Psalm 138. I will give thanks. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise to you. I will bow down towards your holy temple and praise your name because of your love and faithfulness. For you have glorified your name and your word above all things. In the day that I called to you, you answered me. You put new strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the ways of the Lord, that great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, he watches over the lowly. As for the proud, he regards them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will preserve me. You will stretch forth your hand against the fury of my enemies. Your right hand will save me. The Lord shall make good his purpose for me. Your loving kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. Our Bible reading appointed for this evening is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 7, beginning to read at verse 7. As Jesus gives some advice to his disciples about prayer. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Here ends our Bible reading. I'm delighted this evening to welcome our speaker amongst us this evening. And as is customary in this current season, she can't be with us in person, but she has recorded a talk for us. And our speaker this evening is Miss Patricia Stewart, who is a PE teacher at Victoria College. Patricia is one of life's great sporting enthusiasts. She's played hockey at international level. She runs, and she is such an enthusiast for all means of keeping fit. And her positivity radiates through her in a very engaging way. And maybe I forgot to mention, she's a very passionate Ulster and Ireland rugby supporter. And so we warmly welcome Patricia to share with us this evening.
Did you know that legend has it the first form of trampolining was performed by the Eskimos as they tossed each other up and down on a blanket of walrus skins? Or that Russian and American astronauts train on trampolines to help with their orientation in space? Welcome to remote learning. If anyone had told me a year ago that I would be teaching physical education from a chair in front of a computer, I'd have considered early retirement. I must be gaining popularity in school now because I am the only teacher who allows the pupils to leave their computer prisons and go off and play. And I am particularly keen for them to go because I recently read a shocking report that said 75% of all children in the United Kingdom spend less time outside than prisoners, and that one in five don't go out at all. And that was before lockdown. There will be serious repercussions for this generation if nothing is done to combat inactivity. I have been asked to give a little talk on physical activity during lockdown. Physical activity has a cascade effect. Endorphins, our happy hormones, produced by exercise, improve our mood and mental health. Regular exercise boosts our immune system. It affects our metabolic rate, thus allowing us to burn calories more quickly so we can eat more and not put on weight. Stretching improves the flexibility of our joints. Not used properly, they stiffen like hinges on a gate in winter. By thinking we are protecting our achy joints by reducing movement, we are exacerbating the whole process and making it worse. So doing some physical activity gives us the opportunity to revitalise and restore our health. Health-related fitness is all about factoring some exercise into your daily life, like disguising vegetables into your children's food. You can incorporate some movement into your daily routine. A magazine article I found recently suggested leaving your computer or chair every 15 minutes to stretch and walk about the room. It suggested placing your mug on a higher shelf at the back, so you have to stretch and reach further. Among the other ideas were standing when you take a phone call, or balancing on one leg when you clean your teeth. That should help your proprioception and balance. Or perhaps try sitting on the floor for a while instead of on the sofa or chair. That should test your flexibility and posture. Our houses are full of labour-saving devices, so we have to get creative with ideas to make us bend, stretch, twist and move. While most people are aware of the benefits of physical activity, increased muscle strength, reduced risk of disease, better quality of life, and a lower risk of death, we tend to be less aware, however, of how damaging and expensive reduced physical activity can be. Reduced physical activity, such as step reduction, is a long-term choice that brings about multiple negative health consequences. Insulin resistance, a warning sign for the development of type 2 diabetes, reduced muscle mass, increased body fat and poor sleep quality are just some of the health concerns caused by physical inactivity. Physical inactivity is also a major contributor to poor mental health and social isolation, which can be particularly problematic for older adults. The health effects of inactivity start piling up within days. In Ontario, McMaster University researchers have shown that reducing daily steps to fewer than 1,500, similar to the activity level of people who are housebound during this pandemic, for just 2 weeks, can reduce an older person's insulin sensitivity by as much as one third. The same period of inactivity also led to individuals over 65 losing as much as 4% of their leg muscle. To make matters worse, once an older individual loses muscle, it is much more difficult to restore. Even when the research subjects returned to their normal daily routines, they did not regain their lost muscle. Effectively, older individuals simply don't possess the same ability to bounce back that younger people do. Regaining muscle requires deliberate effort. So it's truly the case of use it or lose it. The most effective way to maintain the muscle you have is to strength train or resistance exercise, which simply means performing work against an additional load. Body weight exercises such as push-ups, squats, lunges, elastic band exercises, and stair climbing are just a few options. The good news for those who may be put off by the sound of resistance exercise is that doing any exercise with a high degree of effort will help to keep you stronger and prevent at least some muscle loss. Yoga also strengthens what is weak and stretches what is stiff. Those who are forced now to work from home at computers regularly complain of sore backs and sore necks. You should check out yoga teacher Cole Chance on YouTube. For the more energetic, you can include cardio workouts and even sneak some skills practices like kicking football in the garden or playing a version of table tennis against the fridge or the frying pan. If the kids are bored, why not introduce them to old-fashioned street games? I can't believe the number of pupils who can't skip or play two ball against the wall. What about hopscotch, German jumps, and Kirby? Yes, I know I'm showing my age, but boy are the pupils impressed when I demonstrate my juggling. And what about dancing? Or if you're really brave and daring, like my work colleague, you could try wild swimming if you live near the sea. With all the leisure centres closed, team sport on hold and fitness classes cancelled, the onus of the physical activity falls on the individual. It is hard to motivate yourself. It would be easy to hide under the duvet and hibernate, especially in a winter lockdown, and wait for a brighter dawn. But to do so would be to miss an opportunity, a chance to challenge yourself and revamp your lifestyle. I have been very encouraged in a recent audit of my pupils by how many families are taking exercise together. And there must be an abundance of happy dogs that are being taken out for walks. So to get you going, you just need three things: imagination, motivation, and perseverance. Physical activity should become a habit, not a chore. Lockdown has been an opportunity to reboot our lifestyles, to slow down and reflect, and to reevaluate our needs. Our gardens and open spaces have become sanctuaries for peace and reflection, as well as sports grounds for the kids. Apparently, there has been a huge demand in the housing market for properties with bigger gardens. Reduced traffic and less air pollution has benefited wildlife. Those who venture outdoors are rediscovering nature and what's on their doorstep. There is a greater appreciation of green spaces and the positive effect they have on our mental health and well-being. The sales of bicycles and scooters has rocketed, and walking in the fresh air is now a must. On the day I was asked to prepare this talk, it was announced that Captain Sir Tom Moore had died. Captain Tom was such a role model during lockdown. His optimism, humour, resilience, and steely determination was a lesson to us all. His 100-length walk of his garden before his 100th birthday was a magnificent achievement and set me thinking. I will throw down the gauntlet and invite you to my Challenge 100 in honour of the great man. You can set your own time frame, but challenge yourself to do 100 repetitions of something. Doesn't have to be all at once. Use your imagination. It might be 100 skips, 100 minutes of walking, 100 bounces on the garden trampoline, 100 park runs, or even pick up 100 pieces of litter. The council will send you all the gear you need, and imagine how clean the place would be if we all did that one. Maybe just even do your housework with 100% effort. When you have completed your activity, give yourself a little reward. Think of it as your night out, even if it's only a bar of chocolate. When motivation is lacking and perseverance is hard, remember, the World Health Organization says physical inactivity is one of the top 10 causes of death and disability worldwide. And the complications of a sedentary life cost the NHS almost £1 billion a year. So I'm off to finish my 100 jumps on the trampoline, and I will leave you with the words of Captain Sir Tom Moore.
Thank you to Patricia for those inspiring words and lots of good ideas for all of us as we seek to improve or to maintain our physical health during lockdown. And now we're going to turn in our service to our prayers, and the response to our prayers will appear on the screen. Let us pray. Let us pray to the Lord this evening with all our heart and with all our soul. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all Christian people, that they may live in love and truth. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all ministers of the church and for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for peace throughout the world and for all governments. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for our neighbours and for all our friends. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for those who hate us as we pray for those who love us. Lord, have mercy. And let us pray this evening for refugees and prisoners, many of whom have no opportunity to take physical exercise or to get outside, and for all who are exposed to the dangers of travel. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all sick people, remembering especially at this time all who are suffering with COVID-19, either at home or in hospital or in nursing homes. Let us pray also for the sorrowful and the dying. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for the abundance of the fruits of the earth, and that the poor and hungry may receive a just share. Lord, have mercy. And on the day that we have laid to rest Ray Fisher, we pray for his family this evening in their great loss. And let us remember our brothers and sisters who have entered into eternal rest. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. And in a quiet moment, let us take some time now to pray for all who struggle with physical limitations and disabilities. And let us pray for that support and motivation that are required to keep fit and active in this challenging season for all of us. So in the quietness, let us pray in particular for those who are in our hearts and on our minds as we come to this service this evening, and we pray for them in the silence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our special collect prayer for this evening. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ fasted 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted as we are, yet without sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in obedience to your Spirit. And as you know our weakness, so may we know your power to save, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as our Saviour Christ has taught us, so we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we share the words of the common collect together. Lord Almighty, Lord Almighty, come and scatter the darkness of our hearts by the light of your presence, that we may know you, the light of the world, and the one true God, blessed this night and forevermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the Almighty and merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us. Amen. And just as Jesus in our Bible reading this evening encouraged us to seek the values of his kingdom, that's the theme of our closing hymn, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God.